Yeah, it's a case of Groundhog Day again in the south of Nishan. Yet another major burst has affected a huge swathe of the population, from parts of Buncrana, Fawn, Tubin, Burntfoot, Bridgend, Muff, Newton, Cunningham, as far as Calais, are again waking up with no water. Somewhere in the region of 3,000 houses are affected. And of course, as well, that includes GP practices, businesses, and in normal times that would have affected a number of schools as well. So, yet again, more inconvenience to some, and much more severe for those older sick people or people trying to get children up and ready. It's just totally unacceptable that this has happened again.
Now, off the back of this most recent burst, you have created a petition for people to sign in the locality calling for those long-awaited upgrade works to take place.
Yeah, I think it's about time that we all collectively put our voices together and demand that Irish Water invest in South Nishan. Often when I've contacted them, they've said that they haven't received enough complaints, so they don't think the problem is that bad. So I think people in our thousands need to come together and make their voice heard. You can sign the petition on my Facebook page, or you can get it through iPetitions, and it's called Upgrade the South Nishan Water Supply. So I'd ask everybody to come together on this one, and we'll finally get Irish Water to recognise how big this problem is.
How confident are you, though, that they would recognise that, as you mentioned, they have claimed that they don't get enough complaints and, you know, they are unwilling, it would seem, to attend council meetings to hear those concerns firsthand?
Yeah, I would like to say that I'm extremely confident, but when dealing with Irish Water, I've been met with nothing but frustration and resistance the whole way through this. This is a problem that hasn't started today or yesterday. It's ongoing for years, and there seems to be a hesitancy to invest in South Nishan, which is totally unacceptable. We get often emails from Irish Water with great fanfare of investment that they're putting into other parts of the county or other parts of the country, and each time it's extremely angering to live in South Nishan and know that money's not coming here. But I would hope that if we can gain enough momentum, if we can get enough people to come together and rally together, that we can finally drive them over the line, because heretofore they haven't been listening at all.